Hi, my name is Lydia Cook, and I'm going to be talking to you guys about the time where I interviewed my granddad about the time where the Queen came to visit Mansfield for her Silver Jubilee. He said that on the day, the marketplace was usually crowded, but it was a lot more crowded that day because everyone knew about the Queen coming. And there were loads of different people there, kids, adults, teenagers. The Queen came through for a Silver Jubilee. Everyone was happy, smiling. Photographers and the news people were there taking photos. And yeah, the Queen just came to go for a Silver Jubilee. My granddad did manage to see the Queen. He couldn't remember as much what she looked like, but he definitely managed to see her. What he told me was that he felt nervous because the Queen's right in front of him, and he also felt excited because it's the Queen and he's just seen her. So, well, on the day he could smell loads of different things, from like sweets to fresh meats, fruits, loads of stuff. For that story, I recorded me talking about his story. I sent it into school for the project that we were given. And then my school thought that it was that good. They sent it to Mansfield 103.2 radio station. And then the owner of Mansfield 103.2 interviewed me about it. And then I got on the radio. With being on the radio, it ended up in the newspaper, and the Queen saw the newspaper, and then she ended up sending my granddad and I a letter.
The Queen was really happy that other people remembered her visit to Mansfield, and she can remember visiting Mansfield, and she can remember her Jubilee, and that she thought it was lovely that generations on are still talking about the day she came to Mansfield. One of the best things we found out about Mansfield are the people, because when Lydia first gave her story out to the Heritage Project, we've had so many people who have shared other stories with us and helped us, haven't we? And lots of people have volunteered their time to talk to Lydia about the history of each one of those buildings. And for us, that has almost ignited a passion in Lydia for history and old buildings.